Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine that I do once a month here on Conscious Talk Radio with my lovely, lovely co-host, Diana Clark. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Brenda.
Well, I just want to let everyone know that right now, Powers of PH is having a summer special. You can go to powersofph.com. If you buy one, you're going to get one free. That's powersofph.com. That's quite a deal to buy one and get one free. All you have to do is put alkaline, A-L-K-A-L-I-N-E, in the coupon code at checkout, and that's all you need to do. So you want to take advantage of that. Quite a deal, huh, Diana?
Yeah, I like that.
That's a good deal. Also, folks, we had Tom Palladino on the show a few weeks ago, and the National Institutes of Health recognize that each of us has light energy. It's a field that surrounds and pervades our physical body. And this light or energy, if you will, receives information from our environment. And our body interprets that information and expresses it either as wellness or disease. Tom Palladino has a program, scalarlight.com. He's offering a 15-day free trial on it. He can literally get rid of those pathogens through this technology that he has, any pathogen. And if you're interested in feeling better and being healthy, you might want to tune into that and try it for 15 days. All you have to do is go to Scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, light.com, scalarlight.com, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so from Freud to many other spiritual thought leaders, much has been written and said about the ego. Since it's time for the Women's Hour here on Conscious Talk, why not take a look at the ego from the feminine perspective? This time on the Women's Hour, the feminine focus falls on the ego and its propensity for control and punishment. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, a show that my lovely co-host Diana Clark and I do every third Friday of the month here on Conscious Talk Radio, and always out of our phone calls that we have, because we have these wonderfully deep discussions, something always rises up to be discussed. And Diana, we were engrossed in a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and we were actually sharing the concern that, if you will, around how much control and punishment is on the planet. And that is an ego structure, a straight ego structure. That's why I titled this, you know, the ego's propensity for control and punishment. And we felt it warranted us discussing this. Mm-hmm. And being aware, having an awareness of how much the ego wants to control situations and how much the ego wants to punish when it feels like it's been it feels like it's been, you know, offended, or its need to be right is so great that when it's, you know, rises up and it really, you know, feels it needs to be right in a situation and people don't agree or something goes wrong, then there's that propensity to want to lash out, to get back at, to punish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it gets so defensive.
Yes.
And I think in doing this work that we're doing, this inward journey into our higher consciousness, it really does begin with looking at the ego structure. And I always start out when I'm working with clients, and we discuss a lot about thought form. because there's so much connected with the egoic lesser mind around our thought forms, which are usually, for most of us, somewhere along the way, it's that we're not enough. And there's a lot of other mechanisms in there of wanting to be in control of others, to change others. But, you know, we know this begins with ourselves. That's really the only place where you can change anything. And there's always that other piece of wanting to punish someone for doing something that you're not in agreement with. Mm-hmm. So there's all of, to me, I look at this is very third dimensional. And really, there's a lot of fear in there. There's a lot of fear and there's a lot of lack. So all of these pieces, I think, they're kind of intertwined, all beginning with that lesser egoic mind.
Mm-hmm. You know, when working with clients, one of the things that I'm asked, and maybe you're asked this too, Diana, from your clients, is how do I know if my ego is operating? How do I know the difference? Mm. Well, I will tell you, it is very easy to know the difference, because when you're in your higher mind, when you're living, breathing, acting, and thinking through an awareness of a higher dimension or a higher frequency, then all the thoughts that you have are going to be supportive, peaceful, kind, compassionate, and loving.
Yes, joy-filled.
All of them. And joy-filled, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're going to recognize the beauty around you. You're going to recognize the beauty in others.
Right.
You're going to have the ability to see the light in others. In other words, instead of from your personality ego position when you view another, you're looking deeper into who they really are or what they really are, which is light.
Mm-hmm.
At the core, we are light. Now, yes, you'd have to be a master to recognize that all of the time, but you can get glimpses of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the peace and the joy and the compassion and the kindness and the generosity, all of that are traits of spirit, of what we truly are, a spirit in a body. When your thoughts are judgmental, critical, even self-judgmental or self-critical, and your thoughts are about separation, you putting yourself above someone, you comparing yourself to someone, resentments, being angered or irritated all the time or peeved all the time, or things aren't going the way you want them because you're not living in the what is of now. All of those are signs that you're living in your ego personality. And that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you're a bad person. That's not why you want to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are ego structures that want you to think, oh, if I admit that, if I'm honest with myself, then obviously there's something wrong with me, or I must be a bad person. No, no, no. That's not the point. It's just to point out to you that we have a choice. And I know, Diana, on this show, we've said it 1,000 times, if not more, that our power lies in our ability to be aware and choose. Choose what we're feeling, choose what we're thinking, choose how we're acting, how we're responding. That's our power.
Yes.
And so it's just a recognition of, are you empowered or are you giving your power away to your ego?
Exactly. Well, that's why I'm always talking to people about these two ballparks, as I call them, because you can't be in both at the same time. And that is talking about the easiest way for you to know if you're in your ego or not, is that when we're in that egoic place, it is a place of great fear, and there's always lack, there's a lot of drama, there's a lot of fear. Well,
yes.
You can't be in that ballpark and be in that space that you were talking about of, you know, joy-filled, peaceful living, you know, paying attention to my thought forms, and you can't really be in both of those at the same time, and it's kind of a journey to get to the other side, which I think really does begin with a lot of self-forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's super important because when we forgive ourselves, and because I think we forgive others pretty quick, but when it comes to ourselves, boy, don't we struggle with that one. It's like we want to beat up ourselves more, punish ourselves more for something.
Mm-hmm.
But in that self-forgiveness piece is where we're really able to step forward.
Yes. And that punishment piece that we are, you know, have brought forward this morning mm-hmm. is really a lot about that self-punishment, mm-hmm. that critical self, mm-hmm. that self that feels bad. In the beginning, you said, Diana, the self that feels it's not enough, mm-hmm. it's not worthy. The self that you can't really punish or criticize or judge another without doing it to yourself, because we're all connected. We're all connected to this web of life. The Course in Miracles would say there's only one of us. Well, what that means is that there is God presence. God is all that is, and that presence is in each of us, and we are connected to that. We are made in the image of that. So we can't help but be connected. So if you do something to another, you're really doing it to yourself on some level as well. Mm. And you also brought up, Diana, that the dimension that there, you know, we live in a different dimension. Mm-hmm. And what we mean by that is there is fourth and fifth dimensional energy on the planet right now, which means those are higher frequencies, a higher level of consciousness. They are available to everyone. But if you're going to live in that egoic structure, 99% of the time, you're still living in the old energy that's still here. And the only reason it is still here, that third dimensional energy, is because so many people are still stuck in that energy. Mm-hmm. They're still, you know, living those patterns and thought forms and beliefs over and over and over. And that holds that energy here. But the fourth and fifth dimensional energy, which are the higher frequencies of what we spoke about, the love, the generosity, the peace, the beauty, the kindness, the joy, those are fourth and fifth dimensional energies. Mm-hmm. And they're here.
Exactly.
They're very much here on the planet now. That's why a lot of underneath the surface, a lot of people are waking up and becoming more and more aware of how they're living, how they're thinking, what they're believing, and doing something about it to heal those areas that are wounded and still in that old energy.
Exactly. And, you know, another big piece of that, Brenda, I think, is that when we're doing that work for ourselves, we really do begin to change. Well, we're not changing others, but people change when they're in your
yes.
presence, because
yes.
they're seeing this light. They see this other way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we really are all very much wired to really give love to each other.
Yes.
And the biggest piece for me, I know, is that if I have feelings about someone and I kind of go deep under it to see, why am I feeling this way? And then I look at them, I can always look at them through the eyes of compassion.
Yes.
And that's one of the most beautiful benefits of doing this work, is that it does change how you view the world.
Yes. Well, hold that thought. We're running off to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue with the ego structure of control and punishment.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back, no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, that we do once a month here on Conscious Talk Radio. And I'm here with my lovely co-host and bestie friend, Diana Clark. And Diana and I get the real pleasure and joy and privilege of speaking together at least once a week. And we have these really deep, wonderful, enriching, soul-enriching conversations. Because, Diana, when we go deep with each other, we lift each other up.
Exactly.
We know that.
Yes.
And we always feel so good after we've communicated with each other. And we really understand and believe, because we walk more in that higher consciousness than we've ever walked before, that that's where we all would love to be. And you brought something up during the break and we were kind of laughing about it, and that's families.
Yes.
So what did you want to say about that?
Well, I was thinking to bring forth a good example for people to see the ego at play. And mm-hmm. I was thinking that in most family structures, and it's not everyone is in this category, but a lot of people are. And that is the structures within the family, there's like this underlying ego piece there that people are, it's difficult for them to see when you've grown or you've changed. Mm-hmm. And there's harder judgments, not so forgiving, and grudges that are held. And mm-hmm. it's just, I see a lot of that on the planet. And, you know, whether I'm working with clients or other people, I see that in my own family structure. And so I was asking, what is that piece and how could we get through there? Because they say we could learn more about ourselves from our family than any other group out there.
Right.
So why is it that it is that difficult to break through the egoic structures?
Right. It's so interesting. Diana, and I know this isn't with every family,
right,
but it's certainly with many families, mm-hmm, where there's usually one sibling that comes out of there that maybe somewhere along the line, something causes that sibling to awaken.
Yes.
And that sibling begins to heal the, you know, the wounds and the family structures that were created, their own, you know, they break that chain, so to speak, and they, mm-hmm, step out of those patterns, mm-hmm, and those old beliefs that the rest of the family is tied to. But the rest of the family still is in that older frequency, that,
yes,
energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens in that situation, is that they may like to be around you periodically. They may notice you're different. But the ego does not have a desire or a propensity to wake up.
Mm.
It is not interested in higher consciousness. Again, it's very competitive, very defensive, lives in fear. Guilt is its main sword, if you will, that it thrusts out there. If it wants to get back at you, it guilts a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so when the family doesn't rise beyond that, it's very difficult for them to see you any other way than how they've always seen you. And you and I have experienced this with, mm-hmm, our own families.
Right.
When we're with our families, they don't recognize us, that we have changed, we've grown, mm-hmm, we've become more conscious, aware, more loving, more peaceful, healthier. They don't see any of that.
Exactly. You know, I was thinking of, it reminds me of a friend of mine who was sharing with me, you know, this type of thing with her family. And I she was telling me some stories within her family unit, you know, siblings and that type of thing. And I said to her, I go, well, do they not ever turn to you because you have so much wisdom in this? You're just a fountain of information.
Mm-hmm.
You could really change the entire dynamic. And that is what came up, is that, well, they're just not interested. They see her as 16, even though she's 60.
Yes.
And so it's a very interesting thing. And that person that always steps away, which I guess is sometimes called the black sheep, maybe there's a piece in there where it's hard for people to sit in that old energy than it is to take that same energy to change those things about themselves so, mm-hmm, that they become more interested. Mm-hmm. And they have somebody right there in their family unit that can help them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you and I've talked about how the ego's, one of the ego's bylines is, that's so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really hard work. This is really hard. I hear this from my clients a lot when I give them homework and they come back and I say, well, how did you do with your homework?
Mm.
Oh, God, it's so hard. And I said, you know, every time you say that, you send that message out to the universe,
mm-hmm,
because the universe is simply responding and reflecting to the energy, the thought forms, and the beliefs that we carry.
Mm-hmm.
So you believe it's hard. The universe says, oh, she wants more, it's hard, or he wants more, it's hard. That's what you're asking for on a level.
Yeah.
That's what the universe is going to give back to you, because you're already emotionally invested and believe how hard it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say this all the time. I know this one so well, Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob used to remind me, and he was very, very kind about it, when I would say, oh, this is so much work, it's way too hard. And I'd say it like I was defeated.
Yes.
And he'd say, honey, did you just hear what you said? And it would kind of snap me out of it, because it's so automatic. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an automatic response. And I go, oh, did I say that really? And he said, yeah. And you said it with a lot of emotion, a lot of feeling.
Yeah.
And the more feeling you put behind that, in other words, the stronger your belief.
Yep.
The more challenging and difficult it's going to be to release that and heal that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to start asking myself, why do I believe everything is so hard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're talking about family structures. And I had, one day I was working on this in meditation, and I had a reflection, if you will, or an experience of when I was young. And the first time I heard it, And my dad used that expression a lot.
Oh, okay.
I heard it a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. And he obviously heard it from someone in his family. Mm-hmm. Because he believed it and he had that pattern running. And I, as a kid, I just picked it up, of course. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. And so I started working on healing that pattern in me. Mm-hmm. Till I did not, after I healed it. And it takes work. It takes going inside. It takes asking yourself some really hard questions. And it takes sometimes getting outside help.
Yes.
To move past these patterns, but I'd done enough work, I knew how to do it. Mm-hmm. And it took me several months to get through it.
Yeah. And you're talking about that six-letter word, change.
Yes.
And I think that is the big fear button for most people to change, even when they're actually pretty unhappy.
Yes.
And that I think that's that one part in that sort of that third-dimensional energy where people believe that they have to have difficulties and horrible things in order to make changes. But earlier, Brenda, when you were talking about that fourth and fifth dimensional energy, mm-hmm. I believe we are capable of learning and growing and changing through pleasant means.
Yes.
I do not believe that I think that's kind of an old paradigm.
Well, it's an old ego structure
yeah.
that you have to suffer and struggle to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's also a religious structure. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we come in and we're taught that we have original sin, if you will, then guess what? We come in, there's already something wrong with us.
Mm.
So that's a structure that's deep, deep, deeply buried in our psyche for thousands and thousands and thousands of years and generations.
Right. And this can happen in a split second, too.
Yes.
So that's one of the things is, whenever we are looking at changing anything about ourselves, paying attention to that thought form is so important because, like you were saying, where you had learned that sort of that family, mm-hmm. how difficult that family
life
structure,
was.
How difficult life was.
Yeah.
And so, but is it really the truth? It's really not. But those thought forms can happen so quick. And you
yes.
were saying, then you kind of believe it to be true.
Yes.
And that's how you just go about your life, that it's struggling and it's difficult and
mm-hmm.
everything else that the egoic mind tells you that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's always something going on that, well, you can't do that. Well, you're not good enough.
Right.
It's always around that you're not good enough. You're not smart mm-hmm. enough. And it's
right.
like every human does this part. Men and women,
yes.
there's no difference there. So when you begin this journey and you can really grasp that egoic place in your mind, that thought form, you can completely change what you're thinking.
Yes.
You have complete control of it. That's the grand part about this journey. It's
yes.
just moving into that awareness. I'm moving into an awareness so that when it happens, I'm going, oh, that's it. And that isn't really what I believe. This
right.
is what I believe. And you begin to make those changes, incorporating
mm-hmm.
new thought form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be aware of it. And when you are and you begin to question it, and it is called the words now just escape me.
Uh-huh.
But it's really retraining the brain.
Yeah, the wiring
it's really
in the brain.
Really retraining the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you interrupt a pattern, and not where you beat yourself up, but you just, like you just said, Diana, you notice it. You go, and celebrate that you're aware of
yes.
it.
Yes.
Then you start to, every time you do that, you blip the brain there and you start to retrain it.
So
well,
dynamic,
we're gonna take a quick
dynamic neuro retraining, is that what you're looking for?
Oh, I can't remember now what it is.
I wish close to
Rob
it.
Rob would know. Mr. Wizard,
yeah,
he
right?
would know.
Well, Benny's looking pretty sure.
yeah, good. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back right after these messages.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds to laboratory testing for quality and safety to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CB Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to The Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Diana Clark. And today we are talking about control and punishment as the ego structure that it is. And Diana, during the break, I mentioned that I wanted to bring in free will. Mm-hmm. And the reason I want to do this is the ego loves to get a hold of this one and blame it all on God if you can. Mm-hmm. If you can't blame anybody else, because the ego's propensity for control and for punishment is to blame.
Mm-hmm. The blame
so
game.
It never takes responsibility for anything. There's no level of responsibility there. It constantly wants to point the finger at another person or another situation or another experience. And the reason I wanted to bring in free will around this is because over the years I've had several clients that have asked, why would God let this happen? And that's a really deep question.
Yeah.
But the simple answer that I have from experience and what I've learned over the years going deep into my core and deep into spiritual truths is that God granted all that is granted itself free will. In other words, and we're part of it, it fractured and we're the million pieces of the whole, but it granted itself free will. In other words, the power to choose. We talked about this in the first segment. Our power lies in our power to choose. And because it was granted, all that is doesn't go back on its word. In mm-hmm. other words, all that is doesn't give something and then take it away. That's an ego structure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It gives and gives and gives and gives. That's all it does. It's all it knows to do. It just gives.
Yeah.
So when it was giving out free will or granting itself free will, it's never going to take that back. And that free will means we have the power to choose. Well, when we embodied a body and took on personalities, which has an ego, which is not to say the ego is bad. The ego is part of us. It's not a bad thing. We've taken it and used it as a weapon against ourselves and each other is what we've done.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the blame game, when we're talking about free will, is really you're wanting someone else to make this decision. So you're kind
right.
of off the hook.
Yes.
And I was explaining to you during the break that I've seen this in, because, you know, I do fortune telling card readings, and I have had people at the very end of a reading go, okay, well, my final question, even though we've covered it, and it's always around relationship usually, should I divorce this person?
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
though the cards may have been saying yes, it's looking that way. So mm-hmm. When we get into that piece, that's they're wanting me to make the decision. So I always explain, you have free will. This
yes.
is what the cards are reflecting. But I can only see so far into the future. So what if you and your spouse, you had some big awakening moment and you started doing this deep work together? Well, that's mm-hmm. going to shift and change. You've got free will to do what you want to do. But the chances of that happening are pretty slim mm-hmm. because it means you both have to be going on that inward journey, and it means it's going to be a lot of work. And especially when you're looking at relationship, because relationship should be about helping each other
yes.
with our good parts, our difficult parts, and that you're able to go to each other and say honestly what's happening and that, hey, I need your help with whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have always, you have your power. It's always about the decisions you're making. And, you know, you have to stand with those. And you'll see that a lot of times when people are breaking up. They will set the other person up to say or do something in
mm-hmm.
anger. And then they're going to go, okay, if that's what you want, so that they can put it on the other person.
Right.
So they don't have to be the one to go a step forward and say, you know what, I care about you, but I want a divorce.
Right.
And so, well, yeah, you look like the crappy person, but that would be the great thing to do. Because
yes.
you're not blaming it on the other person and twisting it. And not only that, you're doing damage to the other person when you do
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whenever we're pointing our finger at someone, I always say there's three fingers pointing back at us.
Mm-hmm.
And the hard thing, especially when certain tragedies happen, the hard thing is to understand what part you played in it.
Mm-hmm.
You played a part in it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a part of you that put yourself there,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the really difficult piece for the ego to embrace.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of you that was responsible for being there
mm-hmm.
at that moment.
Right. And then you get into attachment.
Yes, attachment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, attachment and mm-hmm. service. We're going to do that when we come back. You're listening to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine here on Conscious Talk Radio. And we'll be back after these messages.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
And we're back. You're listening to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine here on Conscious Talk Radio. I just want to remind you, all the information you need around all the shows that we do, around all the incredible guests that we have, are up on our website at conscioustalk.net. We do a Facebook page. We put a lot of information up there. So if you're interested, check it all out and be sure and check out our events section as well. This is all at conscioustalk.net. So, Diana, we wanted to get into attachment a little bit, which is another part of the ego structure as it relates to being in a situation, blaming the other person for why you're maybe miserable or your life isn't working out, but too attached to that person or that situation to step away.
Right. And you were talking about in relationship earlier, and that's that piece that pops up for people that they act very surprised that the person they're with doesn't want to be married anymore. And yet they're part of the energy of that. Most people have been thinking, I want out, but I can't get out because I'm so attached, which is I am afraid to be alone. My self-worth and happiness is coming through this other human. Which is horrible, especially if it's a bad relationship where they're putting you down all the time. You're not going to think much of yourself.
Right.
And the attachment is so strong, they usually are experiencing lack of money as well. And I see that so much, Brenda, that it's one of my places where I really want to support. And it is typically women that are in that role, but it's you must always have your own power. Don't give that to anybody. Always have a way in which to make your own money. And I have quite a few people, you know, who are stay-at-home moms, which is great, but have something going on, because if things should go awry, now you're in that spot. And then the ego does take over because it's going to be telling you how awful you are.
Yes.
And why you're not enough and why you can't do that. And so now you're sitting there in all this fear to make this change. And, you know, folks, right now, this is the one shot we've got. Even if there are past lives, even if we're reincarnated, in this moment, right now, this is your one shot. And you did not come here to suffer it out with another human.
Right.
And that's that that big ego structure.
You mentioned something also a couple of segments ago about coming together to support each other, coming together to learn and grow with each other, not in a way that makes a person feel guilty. Again, that's a real ego structure, but in a kind way, in reminding your partner of something, or sitting down with your partner and saying, I noticed this, and I've got it going on too, because I'm aware of it. You know, so you really include, you're inclusive with yourself. You're not pointing the finger at your partner. And part of this revolves around something that I like to talk about, and that is service. The ego wants nothing to do with service unless it's about the self. It loves to self-serve, but it isn't a generous structure. And that generosity of the heart is part of that higher frequency energy we talked about in the first segment, the fourth and fifth dimensional energies, that when you start to deepen and you have compassion for yourself and the forgiveness piece that you brought in, Diana, where you can forgive yourself and therefore you can genuinely forgive others. There is a generosity of the heart that comes forward.
Yes.
And it's like you're here now to serve, and you know that. To serve not only yourself and in an egoic way, but in a higher loving way, but to serve others, to serve your partner, to serve your family, to serve your friends, to be in service to Mother Earth, to be in service to animals. Whatever that is, there's that part that arises in you, and it is that part of the heart that knows that generosity, knows that generous piece of helping.
Right. And the ego can't exist in that same place.
No.
That goes back to my two ballparks, that to serve and be of service piece is such a high frequency, because we all have done something for someone and you walk away and you feel even better than the person who got the gift or whatever. And so in that space, again, we're talking about when we move out of that ballpark of that egoic mind into that higher self, that divinely connected self, we naturally want to help others, and there's no ego structure in that, and that's why it feels amazing. So that is the big piece of why we are doing this work. We do it to serve ourselves first, but when we can move into that space of enjoying the, you know, to help others, and like you said, there's so many different ways that that can play out. It doesn't mean everyone has, you know, 10 hours in a week to go to a soup kitchen. But it can be in the smallest ways, you know, even if you're walking down the road, and I do this all the time, like there's garbage sometimes in my parking area, and I start picking it up. And I was doing that one morning, and somebody came out, I live in condos, and he goes, why are you picking that up? And I go, well, because it's garbage, and it's, frankly, it's polluting my planet. You know, I don't like seeing this laying on the ground. And he went into this thing of, well, I'm not doing it, I'm not whatever. And I said, well, that's fine. For me, I care about my planet.
Right.
And whether did somebody toss it out? Probably. But maybe they set it on the top of their car and they didn't even realize it flew out. I don't know. And I don't care what the circumstance was.
Right.
It's, you know, that it makes me feel good.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there, that retaliation that you got from that gentleman was an ego structure.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, I'm not going to do that. Well, why should I do that?
Yeah. I didn't throw it out.
Right. That's that whole self-centered, all about me type of structure that the ego indulges itself in. And every time we indulge in that with the ego, we just imprint deeper that side of the line with the ego.
Yeah.
And it just, it's not impossible to step out of that, but it's more challenging as you get older. Those structures deepen even more as you get older.
And I like what you said, to step out of it, because we're never getting rid of the egoic mind, because it actually serves us. As you awaken more and more, you're going to see that the next time it tells you why you can't do it, you're going to kind of brush your shoulder off and go, oh, too bad, I already did it. And you start to laugh at it, because you, as you become more aware of it, it becomes funny, because why is it telling me that? That's crazy. And so I never get rid of it, because it's like a mirror there for me.
Well, and also it serves you. Once you develop enough, the ego actually
serves.
Once it's surrendered enough, it is in service to you,
mm-hmm.
the spirit of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the correct positioning.
Mm-hmm.
The ego was not meant to be the driver.
Right.
The driver of the bus, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It was meant to be a supportive passenger.
Yes.
And we've just had it backward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we don't recognize it, because we're, and all of us live in our egos. Even those of us that do work, and we've talked about this, Diana, we dip into it every once in a while, but we're aware.
Exactly.
And that's when we make the choice to do something about that, to step out of it,
yes.
to heal that part, or become really aware that that propensity is still there, and begin to look at that and ask questions and lovingly move ourselves out of that energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because and that's the only way.
Right. And it becomes more stealth-like. Actually, the more aware, more higher your consciousness level, the egoic mind will become very stealth-like.
Because
it wants to slip in there somewhere.
Oh, yes.
The difference is, though, like you said, if you find yourself doing something or saying something, you'll go, oh, my gosh, boy, that was slick. Correction, you know.
Yep. Well, a good way that I tell for myself, and I tell my clients, they can notice this about themselves. When I'm in a very reactive mode instead of a responsive mode,
yeah,
then my ego's there.
Yeah. That's a
my
really
ego's
good one.
There. Yep.
Yeah.
Or if I do something and I'm looking for accolades because I did it,
yeah.
Then I'm the ego is slipped in again.
Right.
Instead of being available in service because I want to give in that way,
mm-hmm.
Then I slip back into that pattern.
Yeah.
So there's lots of ways, folks, to notice when you're in your ego. And just starting to become aware of it is the first step to healing it.
Mm, yes.
And to not resist it or judge yourself, but to embrace it. And then take an action that is kind, loving, compassionate, caring to yourself and others. And you can step out of that ego eventually, almost altogether, to where it is serving you, your higher self, as opposed to the lower frequencies. Well, that wraps it up, Diana. It goes really fast. Thank you, my dear,
all
the great conversations. And folks, as always, thank you. Have a beautiful day, a great weekend, and happy summer. It's coming up here in a few minutes, I believe. And we'll see you next time right here on the Women's Hour.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. This is Conscious Talk, where zero point is the point of it all.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.